Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Of our program supporters. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. We welcome the support of Vera Cranford and the Cranford family into the Bravo campaign. For without individuals like her who support our ideas, our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, I keep forgetting to cut that off. That's for the classical show. All right. All That Jazz Now. Talent is what talent does. And we got a great show for you tonight. Man, I found some jazz. I was up all last night putting jazz together. Afro Calypso, by Julian Vaughn, Arrivals, Roberta Rastocchio. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'll just say Roberto. At Last by String Piece, Ben Webster, Dakota Staden, Ella Fitzgerald, and man, Skinny, Hightower, Now or Never. So we got some bad jazz for you tonight, man. You're listening to the Don F. McClure Show. All that jazz. The number to reach is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over. And I'm telling you, you can get it. Oh, and I got to tell you, I was at this restaurant. I was getting some food. And all the restaurants, they close up at 8, right? Just mandatory. So I went to this one restaurant, and the waitress said, "Oh, you can stay. I won't put you out." And I said, "No, I think I better leave." So then I went down to the Piccadilly, and I just knew the food was going to be good. And there was people in line, especially this couple. I won't talk about people. But they were standing in line, holding up everybody. People starving. People waiting. People licking their lips. And they were like, "Honey, I want that big roll right there. What you want?" And she said, "Well, I think I want the rod." "No, I think I want the fish." "No, I want the big one too." I said, "Oh my God, would you order?" And they were like, "Well, I'm going back and get some more big greens. And I want some big biscuits." So the man pulled out, "No, don't buy that a big biscuit." This went on, man. The place was almost closed. I said, "Oh man, only in Tennessee." No, I'm just kidding. But that was the truth. Hey, listen, we got a track, and it's called "My Name Is Tony." And I'm telling you, I picked some bad jazz. And I had the assistance of LD. And it was good. So let me get this going on. And my name is Tony. was my name Tony. So, you know, I know how to pick the best music, right? But for some reason, I couldn't get it together. So I'm like, all right, ALD, what do you think of this one? No, nope, not that one. I said, what about this one? Maybe. I said, okay, what about that one? Yeah, that's the one. And I'm thinking, how is somebody going to tell Don S. McClure what to pick? But I must admit, audience, their selections was pretty darn decent. No, it was pretty good. So the next few tracks you're going to hear were not selected by me. And you know my ego can't take that, but I'll give him credit. This is a track by Renee Jr., Where Are You? And this was the first time that LD had a chance to work on my soundboard. And I don't know, maybe they're trying to take my job. And I don't like it. All right, Renee Jr., Where Are You? Is a track. wasn't that bad. Renee Jr., where are you? And you know, a lot of times when people are listening to the show, they say, Don, who was that? That third song you played, or the fourth song. And I have to go back and look. And this time, it was Renee Jr. Where are you? And that's a track, man. And Renee Jr. is in our foreign recording artist database. So I'm, like I said, I'm looking. And LD says, well, what about this one? I said, what you know about Skinny Hightower? Because Skinny is bad. They say, oh, I just like the sound of that. And I'm like, let me see. So Skinny Hightower is born November 12th, 1985, an American jazz pianist, drummer, bass player, and producer. Now, he's only born in 1985. He is known to have worked particularly within the smooth jazz community as a producer and session musician for nearly a decade, but didn't begin working as a solo artist, check this out, until 2015. So 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 6 years. And already, Wichita proclaims him as a rising star. He claims to have listened to nearly every genre of music, excluding smooth jazz, stating that he wants to always have a fresh perspective without presenting a stale expression of his interpretations. Skinny Hightower, born and raised in Wichita, Kansas, by both of his parents, and constantly hearing Hightower, you know, bang on random objects within the house, like a drum, a pot, a tabletop. His father allowed Hightower, check this out, to sit on his lap and play the drums at the age of 2 years old. And within years, Hightower had picked up the ability to play drums proficiently and began playing in church. Can you believe it? At the age of two. So at the age of eight, henceforth, he studied piano under the instructions of his mother and picked up bass at the age of 12 after watching his uncle play guitar. And you know, we always talk about child phenomenon, but these two parents really motivated this young man, letting him beat on the TV, beat on the tables, just beat on everything. So anyway, at this point, Hightower has surrounded himself with music, listening to the likes of Earth, Wind, Fire, The Temptations, Diana Ross, Gospel Nations, Kirk Franklin, Fred Hampton, and commissioned, along with many others, during summer breaks. So we're going to give you a little bit of Hightower. He's our featured artist for tonight. And let's see what you think. I think he can cut. And we're going to see. Let's get Skinny on the board. Skinny Hightower, where are you? I thought I just had your track. Somebody been messing with my soundboard. It better not be LD, because I will have a heart attack. But anyway, no, I was just kidding. Here's the track, Skinny Hightower, Now or Never, from Wichita, Kansas. Thank you. And that was Skinny Hightower, Now or Never, from Wichita, Kansas. And can you believe, you know, that's one of the things about children. If you pay close attention, at two, he's already beating on his dad, the table. His dad sits him on his lap and he's just playing the drums like he's crazy. But I believe there's a hidden talent inside of children if we help develop it. Don't say that's silly. Don't do it. Quit beating on me. And now, I mean, he's out there, man, for the last 6 years. Now, Hightower attended high school at South High School in Winchester, Kansas. Is that Winchester or Wichita? It's Wichita. Ooh, I need my glasses on. Where he played in the marching band, jazz band, concert band, and pep band as a drummer. He became a vibraphonist and percussionist. During his senior year of high school, he began working part-time at a drum shop. It was then that he began exploring the drum set heavily, watching and mimicking drummers such as Dennis Chambers, and Dennis Chambers Band, Buddy Rich, Vinnie Colletti, Dave Wickey, Tony Williams, Billy Cobham, and others. After graduating from high school, Hightower began playing drums for various local artists and bands across a very broad range of genres, to include jazz, R&B, hip-hop, gospel, probably trying to save his soul, country, rock, alternative, and he earned a full ride scholarship to play drums in college. Now, just ask yourself, how often do we come home and tell our kids, I want you to explore getting a full scholarship for playing drums? But he turned it down to help support his family financially. Now, what kind of young man have they raised that he's like, nope, I'm not taking a scholarship because I want to help my family? You know, we hear all the time the kids don't care and they don't think about anybody but themselves. But here's a young man that turned down a full scholarship so that he could help his family. So we're going to talk more about our artist, Skinny Hightower, later on in the show. But we got more great jazz for you. Here's another track by Julian Vaughn. And I don't want to tell you who picked this one, but it's called Afro Calypso. And actually, I like it because I like Julian Vaughn. So let's get the track on and I can put my little ego down for a minute. But this is a great selection. We'll be right back. And that was Julian Vaughn. You know, we got some other great tracks we're going to be playing tonight, like Ben Webster with Oscar Peterson. And that's old school. And before we take a break, we're going to play At Last by String Space. And if you notice, even the artists' names and groups have changed. String Space is the name of the group and the young lady singing lead, At Last. So let's listen to that. And after I come back, we got more great music for you on All That Jazz Now.
We are proud of our program supporters. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. We welcome the support of Vera Cranford and the Cranford family into the Bravo campaign. For without individuals like her who support our ideas, our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
And we're back. And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And nobody can pick better jazz than me. Well, some people can pick a couple of tracks. I think it's a lucky guess. But anyway, we're talking about Skinny Hightower. Now, I want you to look him up because the young man has got to be at least 36 years old this year. Started playing drums at 2 while sitting on his father's lap, beating on anything he could find. Had a scholarship, full scholarship, to go to college on a drum scholarship and turned it down so he could help his family financially. Now listed in the last 6 years of his professional career as one of the top jazz artists in Wichita, Kansas. And you heard his track. We're going to play it at the end of the show. It was just really good, right? So when you're looking for inspiration in your school, tell them about Skinny Hightower. If you're looking for inspiration in your church, tell them how this man played drums at 2 on anything he could find, make believe, and is now a great artist. Tell them that a man turned down money to go to school to help his family while he worked at a drum shop. So when you hear all this confusion about people don't want anything, people don't support their dreams, people think that it's a waste of time, you say, excuse me, I have heard of somebody named Skinny Hightower on the Don S. McClure Show. All that jazz. We got another track for you that we're going to do by Roberto Restucina. I think that's his last name. I don't know. But anyway, the track is called Arrivals, and it came from our foreign jazz artist 202 database. Now, that's a bad database there, man, when you go to the 202. Oh, Lord, you got to be a heavyweight to go in there. And my producer on the Skype is like, but I thought LD picked that from the 202. Hey, don't tell people on my show who picks them. I'm the king, Kunkabunka. All right, let's listen to Arrivals 202, Roberto. we're back, and that was Roberto from our 202 database, which stands for our foreign database of 2021 new tracks in jazz. And I'm like, I can't give people my secret weapons. Then they'll be able to produce soundtracks like me. But I think they'll be looking over my shoulder. And you know how the scientist, right? The mad scientist. He'd be working. And the understudy will say, Master, show me the secrets of the power of jazz. And you go, no, no, my little earthling. You cannot know the power of 202. Oh, nah. Man, you've been drinking too much red tea, man. And I turn into the alien power. The 202 database is forbidden. Hey, I'm gonna play this track by Dakota Staten. Give me the simple life. That's from our old school jazz database.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeed, give me the simple life.
Best friends in Texas, Sharon Banks. She's a producer, right? And sometimes I'll listen to some of the tracks she's playing, and she came up with Jeanette Harris and Althea Renee. And sometimes I'll say, let me put this track on that somebody else picked. But I won't show them the power of the 202. That's a hidden secret that only I can control, the power. I'm telling you, man, you've been watching too many of them movies, man. And, I got a chance to watch The Rock in a space age movie. fighting against Idris Elba. And Idris was bad, man. He had the power. But he was from the future. But The Rock beat him. Oh, man. I cried like a little girl. I'm just kidding. But the movie was good. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Janetta Harris. All I Do Is Think About You. Janetta Harris.
Thank you.
And that's all I do, is think about you, Jeanette Harris. Hey, you know, we were talking about Skinny Hightower, and we gave you a lot of information of a lot of the people he studied. And we have a track by Oscar Peterson, which is one of the Skinny's influences, and Oscar's Bad, Earl Hines, Bud Powell, Keith Jarrett. I mean, Art Tatum. These are jazz legends. Phineas Newborn Jr., Thelonious Monk, and Joe Sample, one of my favorites. He expressed numerous times that Earl Garner is his favorite pianist of all times. Now, you know, when you're developing your talent, right, things happen to you in life, and sometimes they help mold you. Well, in 2012, Hightower joined the Army and served for 5 years. And while doing his tenure in the military, he was deployed to Afghanistan. So, you know, that's the big kabuna right now that everybody's talking about, right? But 3 months into his deployment, he got word of his mother had passed. Now, the loss of his mother took an enormous toll on him, causing him to exit the military under honorable conditions. But in the end, his mother's death only strengthened his desire to pursue music. And upon returning from Afghanistan, Hightower self-produced his first album, Cloud Nine, in dedication to his mother. A year later, he was signed to Trippin' and Rhythm Records, releasing his label debut, Emotions. Now, you know, I've always said that the death of someone close to you should become an honor to be in the memory banks. Sure, you're going to hurt. Sure, you're going to miss him. But look at what he did. He's like, you know what? My mother would want me to go on and be better. And that's how we have to take the loss of someone special. You don't have to do it, but it would be a good idea if you said, well, how do I honor their memory? So I want you to look up people like Skinny Hightower and think about how they dealt with it. And again, maybe it'll help you. You never know. We're going to jump back to a track by Althea Renee and her and Jeanette Harris. Man, they produce some bad sound. Now, Althea plays flute. And when I mention a name on the radio, kind of key their name into the Google search. So the next time you hear it, you say, that's the Donis McClure playing the artist. And maybe I can get into the 202 database. No. Well, you sound crazy. deep, ain't it? You know the amazing thing about music? I was just telling you about Skinny Hightower, right? Well, the young lady you just heard, Althea Renee, is considered one of the best jazz flute artists in the country. Now, she's born in December in Detroit, Michigan. And Renee began her music journey at the tender age, 4 years old. Man, could you, like, Sonny Hightower at two, beating on everything. Now we got Althea Renee, four. She studied classical music while attending Howard University. And for more than 10 years, she worked as a Wayne County deputy sheriff. Man, Detroit, Michigan. And during the day, she performed in jazz clubs, and at night, she was bad. Today, she is a full-time performing recording artist. So when you see these kids out there flipping and jumping and beating on stuff, you never know where they're going to end up. From a deputy sheriff to a top jazz flute artist, Althea Renee. So like I said, when you hear the names, say, Don, can you spell it? Because we believe, and y'all mispronounced it. Oh, man. But, you know, check them out. See, music can also be Black history. You know, we always look at Black history like as if it's just the slave trade and we were beat down. But Black history is so expansive and energizing and encouraging because you can show people not only did we come from great lineage, but we started off at two and four saying, "Goo goo gaga, I want to play flute. You think you let me play? No, little girl. Go away." I'm just kidding. But you never know where talent's going to end up. It's 8:11. We got to take a quick break. But when I come back, man, we got some more great jazz for you on the one and only Don S. McClure. All That Jazz Now.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Man, and that's a heck of a promo done by Cass Jackson, who does mostly all of our promos. Man, that's kind of deep. So we're back with more jazz. And again, we're going to jump to another track. I guess we're going to go back to the past, because you can't have the future without honoring the past. So why don't we jump to Count Basie. Every day I had a blues. And man, every day I just had a blues. I even turned blue. I was holding my breath in school, and the teacher said, "Don, you're turning blue." Ooh, 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 ooh. Every day I had the blues because I don't want to do homework. Boy, you are corny, corny, corny. Let me play this track before I turn blue. Every day I had the blues. Count Basie. Yeah. Father and mother would say, you go ahead and red hot on your derriere if you don't get that homework done. I say, oh, that's child abuse. They say, yep, and we're going to abuse you if you don't get that homework done. Oh, man. You know what? And next year, we're working on getting our own TV network, which will have the Black History Series. And we're going to introduce information like what we talked about on Skinny Hightower and Althea Renee. Because Black history is huge, expansive. So you don't have to always talk about race relations. If you talk about the achievements, you can wipe out the theories of all the negativity about Black folks. And that's the thing, man. We got to do it. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track by Frank Sinatra. It's called When You're Young at Heart. And I was young at heart when I didn't want to do my homework. And I felt real young when my father took that belt. Hi-ya! You better get that homework done. I say, oh, I got the blues.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Thank you. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Wow. And that's true. You know, when you're young at heart, you dream better. You have a full imagination. You want more out of life. And when you get to be an old fuddy-duddy, then you can't think of anything. Oh, everything is bad. Ain't nothing real. The world is bad. Because I've lost my young at heartness. And I'm an old cranker. That's all you are, is an old cranker. You can't remember nothing young and good. You're just old. Hey, I'm going to play a track from our foreign database, 202. And I better not catch y'all trying to go in there. The blue lights will come on. Coming to the light, the power of the 202. Anyway, the track is called It Ain't Over, and it's by Nicholas Cole. And yes, it was selected by LD. Oh, Lord. Lucky guess. Oh, okay, okay, we're back. It Ain't Over, Nicholas Cole. Man, that came from our foreign database, 202. And I wonder who was sneaking in there while I was getting dinner. And then I came back and I saw the blue lights of the computer on. And something told me, an image appeared before me. Say, Master, someone is in the 202 database. Should I destroy them? And I said, let me see. They have initials, LD. And my phantom said, no, get out of the 202 before I destroy you. And they said, no, Master, I'm trying to learn how to do the list for the world. And I said, get out of that 202 before you're destroyed. Anyway, they did pick some nice tracks. So I'm going to play Midnight Dream by Renee Jr. That's one of my favorite artists. Not only in the 202, but just a great artist. And you know, I'm looking forward to the DSM TV network. That's going to be a bad network, man. Black History, Children's Saturday, and I'm working really hard, and we're going to make it happen. The DSM TV network, which is only going to cost you $5.99 per month. How about that? Now, run and tell that. All right, let me get this track on. And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And that was Midnight Dream by Renee Jr. And I kid you not, we're working on our own TV network, DSM-TV. You know, so when I'm tied up and you can't reach me, you can't text me, I'm working feverishly, like fever on fire, trying to produce. So it takes a lot of work to do what I do. You know, and that was the thing that LD said. They said, hey, I could see that that's a lot of work. I said, yeah, putting it together. It's mind draining, but I enjoy it. So you have to say, okay, he's in that laboratory creating, trying to be good. But you know, it takes a lot of work, a lot of determination. We're into the last half of the show, and we've got a lot of great things to keep playing for you. We've got Cosmic Monkey from Paul Brown. We've got another track, Thinking of You, from Renee Jr., featuring Brian Simpson. That's a bad track. And we've got a request from last week's jazz show, Bewitched, Be Bothered, and Bewildered, from Ella Fitzgerald. She said she's so bewitched and she's sexually frustrated. I said, ooh, you can't say that on air. So let me play this track. Ella Fitzgerald, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I'm awake, with no Broma seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation, I've done pretty well I think, but this half pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? And laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Be and bewildered am I. He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation, lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I'll sing to him each spring to him and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Be but learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic, life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more.
Oh, man. Those ants that invaded her pants. Ooh. Beep, 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 beep. Don, this is the FTC for radio. You're getting outlandish. Fine, fine. 5,000. No! I didn't say it. It was in the song. Hey, we got a track. Called Cosmic Monkey, and it's bad, man. It's super good. So we're going to jump to that, and when we come back, we got more great music for you. We got 13 more minutes to go, too. Oh, and the movie I was talking about is called Hobbs and Shaw. return in the Fast and the Furious with Dwayne Johnson, which is The Rock, Jason Statham, and Idris Elba. He's playing a bad role. I got a chance to see it on FX. So if you get a chance, go to FX. The movie is fantastic. All right. Cosmic Monkey on our show.
Thank you.
Cosmic Monkey. Hey, we're going to get ready for the end of the show. And again, we're going to play our featured single track by Skinny Hightower. It's called Now or Never. And yes, we will place the information on my Facebook page, as we always do. Because nobody plays jazz on Wednesday better than DSM. And now, the young protege, LD.
Master, how can I learn the secrets of the database 202? Teach me, Master.
No, not yet. It is too much power. It will turn you into an evil lark like me, and I am the king.
But Master, the power is in the 202 database.
Go away. You cannot learn that. Let me play this track. Skinny Eyes Out. Oh, now or never.
We'll be right back. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.